Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks return to action tonight after a lengthy All-Star break and will need to be ready to work as they host the Anaheim Ducks, who, like the Hawks, are in the midst of a rebuild. A quick start and a strong finish should be the MO for the Hawks here tonight. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand here at the United Center.
The one thing you got to look at here tonight is Ducks played last night, so they got the rust of the break away.
Right.
But they also went into the shootout and traveled from Dallas.
Kane over the duck line, right wing, drops it off to Seth Jones, closing in to Tyler Johnson, left circle, fires, shoulder save made by the goaltender Stolar.
I want to go back to Troy's pick to click at the beginning of the game of Tyler Johnson. He does have one out of the six Blackhawks shots on goal tonight.
I don't think it's a bad pick at all. It's Blackhawks forward Jason Dickinson. And Jason, lately you've been putting the puck in the net. 3 goals in your last 5 games. How about it?
Sometimes the bounces just go your way. I'm just trying to work hard and get to open areas, and luckily Kaner's finding me. I just got to skate to open ice, I think. That's the biggest thing for me is run my routes, and Kaner will either find me or he'll find a different option because I'm driving guys low and late guys open up. That's the biggest thing.
Puck given up. Here's Dickinson in front. Shoots and scores! 3 goals in his last 3 games for Jason Dickinson. He seems to have the hot stick of late. He gives the Hawks a 1-0 lead early in period number two.
This is just an excellent forecheck. The Anaheim Ducks forward in the offensive zone threw the puck around the boards, but the Blackhawks put on a full court press. Turn the puck over. Tyler Johnson chips it down to Patrick Kane. Kane with a beautiful little feed to Dickinson. He buries that one in the back of the net.
And with that assist, Patrick Kane is now 1 point behind former Hawk Jeremy Roenick all time for 45th overall in the history of the National Hockey League in terms of scoring. It's Blackhawks defenseman Ian Mitchell.
Thanks. It's definitely nice to play more. And I'm just trying to earning that trust from the coaching staff. It doesn't happen in one game, so you got to try and get a little by little here. Getting those consistent reps in is huge for any player, I think, and especially for one that likes to have the puck on his stick and make plays with it.
Dickinson breaking into the duck in front to Seth Jones. Shoots, he scores! Off the underneath side of the crossbar and into the near corner, then out of the duck net. But Seth Jones lights the lamp. And with 6:51 left in period number two, the Hawks have a 2-1 lead.
This all started off a face-off win in their own end of the ice. Seth Jones eludes a check, gets over to the far side, and a really nice crisp pass by Tyler Johnson. Seth Jones, after making the initial play off the face-off, he just took off down the right wing side, got in front of everybody, and then you mentioned it, buried it right underneath the crossbar.
Lundstrom around, put it in front for Toronto with a backhand. He scores! Frank Vetrano, who leads the Ducks in shots on goal. His only shot of the game ends up into the top shelf over Peter Mrazek, and the Ducks fight back and win this one in overtime 3-2.